Hello, my name is Tony Cole. Our topic, how does your personal buy cycle have a negative impact on your selling effectiveness and success? There are several elements to a person's buy cycle. Normally the elements are the money involved, the time it takes, the education needed, or the amount of shopping required to feel comfortable and to get a feeling that due diligence was conducted. Your process for making major decisions can influence on how you sell. Let's take a look at a couple of examples. Money, duration, shopping, and think it over. When we talk about money, this can take the form of your opinion relative to personal purchases or your opinion or perspective on what is a big sale. In other words, once you get in front and get into a major purchase arena or the major sales arena, the typical or usual steps that you take in selling begin to falter. Why? Because this one's different. This is not a purchase of bread, milk, or cereal. This is not buying an extra TV for the spare bedroom. This is the condo on the water. All bets are off. You will have a different belief system about this kind of purchase, and you will have a different attitude about this kind of money or sale. As an example, instead of challenging someone on budget issues when it exceeds your major sales threshold, you will allow the prospect some wiggle room. When they say, this is a major purchase, we need to think it over, somewhere in your subconscious, you're thinking the same thing, and you will allow the prospect to do what you do. Think it over. Between TV, print media, and radio, almost every sales pitch includes, don't be stupid by paying too much. This has become our culture, our approach to buying. Regardless of what you think about your product and service, the buyers perceive almost everything in a marketplace today as a commodity. However, if you look at this from a practical perspective, you will see that it is never about money. Or maybe a better statement is that it is never, I repeat, never about the low price. If paying the lowest price were the determining factor, then the buyers you meet with, they would always drive the cheapest cars. They would all shop at Sam's, Costco, Value City, or Walmart. So it's not about low price. And then finally, let's talk about shopping. Shopping can be fun. Shopping can be fun. And yes, it can be beneficial to you in your own personal wealth and cash management. Here's my theory, and I certainly expect that maybe you think I should stick with training and coaching and leave the theory stuff to Einstein, but here it goes. The theory is this. It isn't about the kill. It is about the hunt. In other words, shopping is fun. But what also is the contributing factor is this I have to shop mentality. It's the feeling that one gets when they get a good deal. I know people and have friends that with the current financial situation, they really don't have to save 5% on a washer or dryer. It isn't about the money. It's about the feeling. But as with our previous points, we have to identify how your specific approach to buying and selling, specifically here about shopping, impacts your selling and sales results. So when someone says, I need to compare, I need to educate myself, I need to talk with three other brokers or two other bankers, do you find yourself thinking, yep, that's me? And that's the negative impact that your buy cycle can have on your selling performance, your selling success. As always, thank you for joining us today. Have a perfect day.